وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. There is this concept in Islam that we all have to be very aware of, and which is this idea of focusing when it comes to our children, emphasizing the importance of knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You know, when you look at the Quran, around 80% from the entire Quran is about Allah's names and attributes, the stories of the prophets, reminders that we can glean from these stories. Halal and haram issues in the Quran are very little, by the way. It's not more than 20%. In fact, it's way less than that. So when we raise our children, we have to acknowledge that. We have to emphasize and instill this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our children's hearts before diving into halal and haram. We don't want our children to perceive the religion as just commands. This is halal, this is haram. This is halal, this is haram. In a daily basis. This is all what they get. When it comes to the religion, when it comes to Islam, it's about halal and haram. So what about the core of our religion? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Mecca and in Medina, but in Mecca, more importantly in Mecca, because this is the first years that Islam is being exposed to the people. They did not know anything about Islam. And you will find Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always speaking about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. In fact, even the Meccan surahs, the surahs that were revealed in Mecca, it's all about Tawheed. It's all about Allah's names and attributes. It's all about the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His attributes. Ismillah al-Razzaq. Today I want to talk about Ismillah al-Razzaq, by the way. But this is just an introduction. Because wallahi, the knowledge of Allah is very important to be instilled within our hearts and within our children's hearts. So very briefly, when it comes to this concept of rizq, I just recited part of Surah Ali Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Right? That Allah is the all provider. And it gives you provision. It gives you rizq. Right? And Ali ibn Abi Talib said beautiful words about this concept of rizq. He said, الرِّزْقُ نَوْعَانِ. الرِّزْقُ نَوْعَانِ. Rizq is divided into two types. رِزْقٌ يَطْلُبُكْ وَرِزْقٌ تَطْلُبُهُ. أَمَّا الرِّزْقُ الَّذِي تَطْلُبُهُ فَلَنْ يَأْتِي إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا بِسَعِيكَ. وَأَمَّا الرِّزْقُ الَّذِي يَطْلُبُكَ فَسَيَأْتِي إِلَيْكَ وَلَوْ عَلَى ضَعْفِكَ. فَالْأَوَّلْ عَدْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَالثَّانِي فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Beautiful words, and I'm going to translate it, I promise. So he said, there are two types of rizq. The first type of rizq is the one who you strive for. You wake up in the morning, you go to work, you put all of your effort, you pursue to seek that rizq. So Allah's promise is that He will give you that rizq that you're pursuing, no matter what. You will get it. We all know that. This is a simple concept of rizq. But he said the second type of rizq is that the rizq that will actually search for you. They will find you. This rizq will find you without you even thinking about it. This rizq is coming to you without you even thinking about it. And so Ali ibn Abi Talib said, the first rizq is justice. And the second risk is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's put this into reality. What about rizq? Rizq, it comes in so many different forms. You wake up in the morning and you're feeling healthy. That's a rizq. You have caring parents. You did not put any effort for this, but that's a rizq. This rizq is searching for you. You wake up under a roof and you're feeling secure in your property. That's a rizq. You did not put effort for it. There is no guarantee here. That's rizq from Allah. You're having a righteous spouse. That's a rizq. You find comfort in your house. That's a rizq. You find tranquility in your house. That's a rizq. You have these beautiful children, healthy children. That's a rizq. That's a rizq. So he said, this is all rizq that came to you without you even asking about it. Subhanallah. I'll share with you this quick story before I end up this khatra, inshallah ta'ala. One time I was traveling from Egypt to America. And at the airport, you know, I had issues with the airline. So the airline company told me that you cannot travel. Your wife and your kids can go, but you cannot. And you have to do, you know, another COVID test, all of this, you know, hassle that sometimes they require. And you will have to get to us back after 2 days, and the first flight will be in 1 week, so you have to stay in Egypt for 1 week. So just imagine this. I am at the airport. My wife and my kids are leaving without me, and I have to be stuck in Egypt for a week. I have newborn babies. It's very hard on my wife to take care of them. So I was very upset. I was very angry. And then I called one of my students. He came and he picked me up from the airport. And then we went to get our breakfast. So we went to a very humble guy who sells the best beans ever, food. So in this full truck in Egypt, we went, and while we were eating our breakfast, my student looked at me and said something very profound. He said, Subhanallah, if I ask you yesterday, if you are going to eat the breakfast with this guy, you will definitely tell me there is no way. I have my flight tomorrow morning. I'm actually leaving Egypt. There is no way I can go to that guy. He said, that is Allah's rizq to this man. Allah willed for you to go through all of this because Allah has written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz that this man will get rizq from me in that day in the morning. So it happened. He said that you have no control over this. This is Allah's command that this humble man will get rizq from you before your departure from Egypt. This is written. So that's rizq that he did not strive for. That's rizq that Allah has sent it to him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who contemplate on His names. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more and more rizq and barakas in our houses, in our health, in our properties, in our children. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.